Finding God in All Things, Day 31, The Christian Version of Living in the Present Moment. Based on yesterday's meditation, we understand that we are truly alive only when we are in a state of whole person presence, meaning that our body, heart, spirit, and mind are all present together. The only time we can truly find God and encounter God is in the present moment. This is an evidence of being wholly alive as Christians and is also the Christian version of living in the present moment. Today, we will continue to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit and learn how to live in the present moment. Firstly, we need to understand what the present moment is. It means here and now. We know that we are bound by time and space, so we can only live in a single point of time, which is now. And at this moment, we can only exist within a specific space, which is here. For each one of us, there is no other here and now in this world. This time and space imply the idea of once the time is gone, it never comes back, and which is once in a lifetime, as we said before. Therefore, the present moment holds a unique and sacred significance. It is only within this sacred time and space that we can encounter other people, events, and things. Most importantly, we can only truly encounter God in the present moment, because we do not exist in yesterday or tomorrow, but in the present moment. Therefore, what we have missed in the present moment is lost forever, and opportunities lost in this moment will never return. Next, we need to understand what it means to live. This is equivalent to what we describe as alive, which requires our whole person presence. When we are fully and wholly present in the here and now, it is when we are most capable of experiencing God. This is the state of living in the present moment that we speak of here. In this sacred space, we are sure to find God, and God is eager to meet us in the here and now. This state is like tuning in to a radio channel. When we tune in most accurately, the reception is clearest. When we connect with God in the here and now, we can receive His messages most clearly. The present moment becomes a bridge between the person that is alive and the God that exists eternally, a sacred and inviolable intersection. Therefore, as we mentioned earlier, our ability to live in the present moment becomes a prerequisite for whether we can find God in all things. In the process of tuning in to God, we need to create a quiet environment so that we can receive God's messages clearly and unmistakably. Achieving a state of tranquility involves many techniques, including minimizing the noise around us. One of the biggest sources of noise in our lives does not come from outside, it comes from ourselves. I am sure we have all watched movies in the theater. When we watch a gripping movie, we are 100% focused, which is rare in our daily lives. When you are anxiously anticipating the next development in the plot, if someone starts talking nearby, you become impatient or even angry. If it's a phone ringing, you'd want to rush over and turn off that person's phone. When we live well in the present moment, we ourselves are the temple of God, sacred and inviolable. Therefore, when you are focused on receiving the message that God is giving you at this moment, if there are external or internal disturbances, you should be angry. This is your righteous anger. Just as Jesus displayed indignation when he saw the sacred temple defiled by people, as followers of Jesus, we need to learn to defend the sacred present moment and the temple of God. Is your life filled with noises? Where do these noises come from? Do you have trouble receiving God's messages? Can you find some clues in today's meditation to address this issue? When you notice external or internal noises interfering with your ability to receive God's messages, how do you feel? Did you also experience righteous anger like Jesus did? Dear God, today I finally understand on a deeper level why living in the present moment is so important and why you want to meet me in the here and now to give me messages. Today, you have enlightened me on why I need to be fully alive, why I need to draw near to you in silence, why I need to be fully focused on you, why I should be angry at the evil forces that harass me when I get close to you, why I need to invite Jesus into my inner room if the evil forces come from within me, so that Jesus can take charge and command. Lord Jesus, I allow you to enter my inner room, to cleanse me thoroughly, to root out the evil forces living within me, those thoughts that do not align with your holy will, those evil spirits that hinder your reign over my life. Lord, I am willing to surrender to you.